Just call me Junior. I'm president, parish president, but everybody just calls me Junior. Sometimes they call me other things. Excuse me, yes.
President's home, sure.
Yo, hello.
Hurricane season is here, and Henry Junior Rodriguez, the president of St. Bernard Parish in Louisiana, is holding court and doing business from the double-wide trailer in which he has lived and worked since last year's hurricane smashed, soaked, or carried off just about every home, store, and shed in the parish. He sniffs at his breakfast oatmeal between phone calls. Yeah. Many of the people who had to leave St. Bernard when their homes were destroyed want to return, but there aren't enough FEMA trailers.
Trailers. People want to come home, you know?
President Rodriguez makes use of every foot of his double-wide. He's an affable, bulky, outgoing man of 70 who says he still savors the memory of the old breakfasts of pork chops and biscuits that he used to enjoy before last year's hurricane season and his own heart and gallbladder surgery last summer. St. Bernard was the spot in which Hurricane Katrina landed a direct punch. The 17-foot-tall levees weren't just breached. They were overwhelmed by a 25-foot storm surge. FEMA says that it was the first time in the agency's history that an entire parish or county suffered the utter severity of damage that St. Bernard did from Katrina. About 5,000 trailers are now set up in the parish, many occupied by people working in the local Mobil Exxon refinery just offshore or the Domino sugar plant. The St. Bernard levees have been repaired, but most of the home, stores, offices, and schools are still in ruins. Many are impossible to repair. Places that used to be neighborhoods now look like fields of indistinguishable rubble. The most visible sign of habitation are the tight rows of white FEMA trailers set out on the far end of parking lots, and they can look as vulnerable as birds' nests in a windstorm. Henry Rodriguez, who's been parish president for 2 years, says he's not panicked by the onset of hurricane season.
The parish is we're well prepared. We learned from some of our mistakes, when you get in a situation like that, it's like anything else, you know. It's like you can plan all you want for something, and when it actually happens, you know, everything's out the window that you thought you were ready for. But this time we'll be a lot more prepared than what we were before.
There are now far fewer people in the parish, and the government knows where they are, in one of four trailer parks. There are no nursing homes to evacuate and enough buses to deliver people somewhere safe. But where are they supposed to go?
The problem is, where do we bring them? The state still hasn't given us the information where they're gonna, where we're going to bring these people to. I mean, it's not like we're going to be welcome all over anymore since this last issue. I mean,
so last year, for example, there were people who were taken in various spots in the region and in the country because it seemed like a once in a lifetime thing. But
right.
if people get the idea, they have an annual slew of refugees from your
parish.
Yeah, I think
it's good, you know, and some of them had some bad situations come out of it.
How many people are back living here now? As compared,
we got about 20,000 people back living here now.
As compared to what was the population before?
We originally had a 67,500. And I think we're going to wind up with at least 35%. We'd have probably had 40% back if we could have gotten the temporary housing that we need.
Trailers?
The trailers have been a nightmare. Yeah. You know, and we still haven't gotten all our trailers in 9 months. And we still haven't gotten all of the trailers that we need for our people. I think we're lacking maybe about 2,000.
I look around at all these trailers. You must be worried about what a big storm could do to all the trailers.
Oh, yeah. I refer to this place here as, you know, you live in condominiums. This is a candominium. That things ain't nothing but tin cans, man. I mean, you know, I think if you get 40, 50 mile an hour winds, you know, those things are going to be a serious problem, and my advice to anybody is they're going to have to get out. You know, storms that normally we would not in no way, shape, or form would even think about leaving for, now they're going to have to evacuate.
Mr. Rodriguez is outspoken and unapologetic. He's been critical of both the federal and state governments for failing to deliver aid to St. Bernard Parish, and has come under criticism himself for authorizing extensive overtime payments to parish employees during and after the hurricane. The New Orleans Times-Picayune says that the parish filed for FEMA to pay more than $3 million in overtime to more than 140 parish employees, some of whom have relatives who are parish officials. The federal government is paying, but the FBI is reportedly investigating Mr. Rodriguez and those overtime claims. Some employees were paid for working 20 hours for 14 consecutive days. Mr. Rodriguez's driver collected $42,000 in overtime alone from the federal government from working during the storm and its aftermath. Henry Rodriguez, who did not authorize any overtime payment for himself, insists that his parish employees not only worked it, they earned it.
Everybody else left. These people stayed. To me, when people stay, you should pay them. We were down to primitive times. No bathrooms, no facility. Now, you got to remember, this place was full of water. Our fire department was out there, and they were picking up people off these roofs, and they were getting paid. What I tell people now, you were concerned about people getting paid. The next time you're stuck in a roof, why don't you ask the guy that comes to see you if he's working on overtime, and if he is, tell him to go away. You know, the next time a fireman comes at your house and you have you're having a heart attack or something, ask him if he's getting overtime and send him away if he is, you know. You're damn right, I'll pay overtime because they deserve it.
I think there are a lot of people who would absolutely grant what you're talking about, that there were people here who worked strenuously and even heroically and they deserve overtime. I think what maybe they don't understand is 14 days of overtime.
14 days? Mm-hmm. Mr. 14 days, the water wasn't out of this parish. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the FBI is down here, hey, I tickle a debt.
And as you know, questions have been raised about your driver and bodyguard
mm-hmm.
and the amount of money that he's been paid. How do you explain that?
How do I explain that?
Yeah.
You want to come stay with me one day? You want to come spend a week with me one week, and I'll show you what it is. You know, go to the airport, he's there. Mm-hmm. I've had guys come out here and knock on this door, not knock on this door, pound on this door, you know, and threaten me. He wasn't a bodyguard. I originally got him because I couldn't. I just come out the hospital. I couldn't drive. I still can't drive.
He had major surgery right before.
Yeah. You know, if they don't understand that, I don't give a goddamn. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Where in the hell were all of these people that criticized me then, now? Mm-hmm. You know where they were at? They were sitting in a hotel room somewhere, high and dry. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I know I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't make excuses for nothing I did.
Henry Jr. Rodriguez, parish president, hunkered down and waiting for the next hurricane, or FBI man or investigative reporter in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana.